This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rules Survival here on RBN, and Rick and Tim were going to...
Making fun of players. We're making fun of idiots. That's what we're doing.
Is that what you're doing? Oh, okay.
Oh, no. No, by all means, you can't get enough of it, right?
Okay. You wanted to touch on something real quick after the break. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to finish
the last... I think we're going to pick up the quotes, weren't we?
Me and my fellow players are protesting the Constitution of Independence because of what it does to people of color. I just don't remember that. I love this one. We are displaying our right to stand up by kneeling. That one gets me every time. I just can't hardly take it. We're protesting Trump because, you know, keeping the black man down. Okay.
Yeah, he has an incredible record of hiring minorities, but...
Yes, that's exactly right. Not just blacks, but Hispanics, and God only knows how many others. And just about anything but old white men. Now, the last one, myself is kneeling to show that just because I'm an American don't mean I got to act like one.
Love that one.
They kill me. These guys just kill me. I mean, 1.9 million a year. If that's keeping the black man down, what is up? I mean, you know, have I made 1.9 million in my life? I don't know. And they're getting it in 1 year, and they only work 6 months of the year. With training camp, eight. But so it's just madness. The whole thing is madness. So what about? What about Jerry and the off-grid refrigeration? What about that?
Well, let's talk about it. You know, we don't have any callers waiting, I don't think. Yeah. Do we, Lori? No.
Here's the deal. My brother has a friend who's an engineer with the local supermarkets.
Right.
Did some calculations, and what they did was they took a freezer, just an inexpensive box freezer, and they took the 2-inch pink foam that you can get from any hardware store and strapped it or tied it around this thing, and most particularly the lid and or the door. And there is a unit that you can get off Amazon called Ranco, R-A-N-C-O, Ranco Temperature Controller. And what this thing looks like is the, the plug strip that you put on the floor. Maybe it looks like a cheap surge suppressor. It's got, like, four or five plugs on it, and you plug it in the wall, and you plug stuff. It looks like that. Right. The only difference, really, is that it's got a long, thin wire coming off of it, which is the thermocouple. And you throw that through the door, and you close the door on it. And then what you do is you plug your refrigerator into this thing, into this strip, and you plug the strip into the wall. So it's in line with the fridge. Now, what this thing really does is it turns the freezer on and off at a point which you choose. So what you can do now with your freezer is you can move the temperature from, let's say, zero up to 34 degrees, making it a fridge. Okay, so here's what happens. So this thing, when it's wrapped in foam, they barely have to work at all to maintain that temperature. So... They did a calculation that said that it was almost hard to calculate the cost because it was so low. The cost per day was literally pennies. That's how this worked out. So,
and that's where you and I got into the discussion about how easy it would be to run that from a UPC APC and a 12-volt deep cycle battery and a couple of solar panels because it used so little electricity.
So in a conversation with Missouri Wind and Solar, which is down kind of past you, this is what they say. I asked them if you could just do this, running it straight off of the solar panels, and he said, no, not really. What would happen is you're gonna want the controller, which will flip. This is the cheapest way to do it. You're going to buy the deep cycle battery. You're going to get your panels. You're talking for the panels from them, which is you can get them cheaper, $139 from them. Your 200 watt panels, your controller's $35, and the deep cycle battery, like a Trojan, you know, that runs heavy equipment like forklifts, $200. So for about less than $400, you could set yourself up with a freezer that becomes, you can make it a freezer if you want. You just, you know, set it at 32 or 30 or 31. You can do anything you want. This thing is so accurate. My son uses it to brew beer to kill yeast. That's what he does. He shocks the yeast on the beer rather than using a chemical to kill the yeast. He puts the 5-gallon beer in there, takes it down to 32 or 33, kills the yeast and brings it back out again. I'm using it for seed storage while he's not doing beer. It's at 34 degrees. If I open the door on this thing to look for seeds, it's dark for 60 seconds until the temperature on this thing rises from 34 to 35, at which point the refrigerator immediately comes on. And that is all with respect to the Ranco controller sensing the fact that the temperature went up 1 degree. So
it kicks the power on.
It turns it back. The little thermocouple inside that it's just a wire. It senses that the temperature is going up because the door is open, and it turns it back on for a minute or two till it gets straightened out. But this is, you're talking under 10 cents a day. It was so small they had a hard time calculating it. But if you had, you know, for off-grid use, if you had a simple, he said a single battery would do it, a single deep cycle battery would do it, just a couple of panels, small panels to charge that battery up, and a controller to flip it to AC, from DC to AC, and you're in there. So you could do this with any freezer that you own, and you can also do it, I guess, with your refrigerator, too, for Pete's sake. You wouldn't necessarily need the Ranco controller. I don't know if it would be as efficient as this particular experiment, but if you, in a grid-down situation, one of the first things you would want to do would be to re-insulate your fridge using that pink styrofoam so that you take the cost of running the fridge, you know, just almost down to almost nothing. Now, is it going to be a good-looking fridge? No. It's going to be pink. But if that disturbed you, I would say wallpaper it with denim jeans or something. Make it look better. But, you know, do something. You know, do something. But that would be what I thought was so fascinating was the cost to run these things done by an engineer, which to me lends this some credibility, but he's not the only person I've heard those numbers from. For people who actually have a couple bucks, Missouri Wind and Solar, or you can get these somewhere else, the Amish make a refrigerator / freezer. In other words, the temperature on it, you can take it and hold it anywhere you want, from like below zero all the way up to 35 or 40, you can do whatever you want with this thing. The Amish make this thing. The walls on this are 4.5 inches thick. So this thing, it's got a 2-year warranty. The little one, the 8 cubic foot, now this is a 12-24 volt. Okay, this is 12 to 24 volts. So you could run this off of your battery and controller system without flipping it to AC. So this is a 12/24 volt unit. The 8 cubic foot is 1,100. The 14 cubic foot is 1,450. And the 21 cubic foot, which now you're getting pretty big, is $2,200. And Now, I know that they're saying, wow, that's a lot of doggone money. Well, it is, but it is, if you've got the cash and you want to set yourself, as a matter of fact, honestly, even right now, if you want to get, you know, some of these units off the grid, and you buy, you know, buy a refrigerator / freezer so that you can just run the stuff off 12 volts and not pay the electric company to run it, that's one way to handle that. Two, it's not all just, you know, some crazy preparedness scheme. There are practical applications as well.
Rick, we've got some callers stacking up.
Go ahead.
All right. Art off the grid on line 5, bud. Let's try to keep it at about 5 minutes, okay?
All righty. I want to support your comments about supplies. I've got enough hand tools and stuff. I can fill the bed of 2 pickup trucks plus the toolboxes that go in the back of the pickup trucks. People ask me, why you got all that? I said, well, you know, I got like 6 different pointed end shovels. I got like 4 flathead shovels. I got like 3 spades. I got several picks. I don't know how many axes and bow saws I got. People just don't understand when this system goes down and guaranteed it's going down, what's going to happen when you break a shovel handle?
And you well, right. There's 6
What's going to happen when you break your axe handle? Ain't you going to need one?
$6.
So
$6
you don't have to worry about it. You just go get another one.
Yep, $5
for that candle, 6 for a double. Yep, and on the solar panel thing, I've got like 5 different systems, and each one is designated for a specific purpose. The 200-watt system, 200-watt system, that's my primary. That's what I run my little, I got one of those little DC coolers that plug into your refrigerator, I mean plug into your cigarette lighter, and it will keep anything you put in at 40 degrees cooler than the outside temperature. That's fine if you're off the grid. You don't really need deep freeze if you're off the grid, because you're going to be basic. It's a day-to-day thing when you're off the grid. I have a 100-watt system that runs my trailer where I keep supplies, and basically it's just running an inside light, an outside light, all of them LED, and maybe charging the cell phone or something like that, charging a radio, keeping my AM, FM, shortwave radio running so I can stay up, you know, weather and all that stuff. Then I have an 80-watt system. The 80-watt system runs my flow pump from the well. So I have water. If I don't want to pump it, I just turn that little flow pump on. It pumps my water out for me.
That
so I'm
is
running
handy.
Out of my 80. Yeah, absolutely. Just get you a flow pump. You want to find a flow pump? Find an old camper. Every camper that has running water off the DC is going to have a flow pump. Any camper supply place is going to have flow pumps. You get a flow pump, you hook it up to your well, and you put it on solar power. 80 watts is all you need. Run that bad boy all day long. And then I got a little portable. If I'm going out hiking, I'm going to be gone for several days, it hangs on the outside of my backpack. And it will run anything I want to run as long as it, you know, I don't burn it down. It hangs on the backpack, charges during the day while you're walking at night. Now you can sit down at night and you can plug your little radio, whatever you got going on there. And then I got a little 5-watt for a backup emergency in case I have to run. And I got a little place I can set it up. I can keep a little radio running on that little 5-watt. So this is how you do it, folks. You get all these different, you don't have to use them right away. Just have them.
Right.
Because when it comes time, you got them.
Right.
And on this kneeling thing, they're kneeling because the Constitution does what? Excuse me, guys. It's the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, Amendments 11 through 27. It's all of these things that have provided the protection for your inalienable rights to do the things that you do. So you want to protest the very documents that protect your rights? Are you a flipping idiot? And with respect,
that's the whole point, Art. That's the whole point. They are flipping idiots.
They are ungrateful.
And then they're protesting the cops.
Oh yeah.
So what's going to happen if somebody breaks in their house?
You ought to hear the news. You ought to hear the news in my town every morning, Art. All they do is go around and scrape up the dead bodies. It's nuts.
It's insane. You're going to protest the cops. Who are you going to call? Somebody breaks in your house, beats you up, beats your wife up, whatever. Who are you going to call? You're going to call the cops? You're going to protest the very people that you're going to rely on to go after the bad guy. These
people
are absolutely
insane.
It's nuts.
Insane.
It's bizarre our world.
I agree, buddy.
It was in psychology class that they told me the definition of insane was not being able to look at information logically, in which case they said every kid under the age of 12 is actually insane. So I'm just saying, but yeah, these kids, these people never actually emotionally passed 12 years old. They're the biggest bunch of idiots and babies I ever did see. They never grow up.
All right, well, I know you got more callers, so y'all have a great one.
All right, thank you, Art. Appreciate your call, buddy. Call back anytime. Next, we're going to Mike in Kentucky. Good morning, Mike.
Oh, he has a wealth of information. I may have to go back and listen to that in the archive. It went by so quick.
Hey, yeah.
Just to, I'm going to rewind from when you guys were first on this morning, and it's the first I've had a chance to call in. Real
all
busy
right, what's
Saturday.
That, buddy?
On this Kavanaugh stuff, I would like everybody to short circuit these people's minds. I've been to the Capitol building.
Right.
I would like any of you all that want to do this, go block an elevator and see how long you can get away with that. It was staged. And now that's going to stretch this out a whole nother week. So we get the Kavanaugh for a whole nother week. I mean, that's right there, that blows the whole thing out of the water to me, because I've been there. I went through the metal detectors.
Right.
I've sat in the Senate, and when I went through the metal detectors, I had a knife that was attached to my keychain.
Well,
and this is
that.
25 years ago, and yeah. And it was in my pocket because it broke. The little thing broke that held it on my keychain. Well, I walked through there, and I even had metal grommets in my tennis shoes. So I was wearing bicycle shoes that have like a metal thing in the bottom to bolt the cleat to. The metal detector did not go off.
There you go.
We were going into the Senate. And so I handed them the knife, and I said, guys, this was in my pocket. Your metal detector didn't find it. And I had just seen something called a Desert Eagle 22 gun that looked like a squirt gun. It only had a barrel in it and the spring
right.
for the clip. The rest of it was plastic. And you could easily put one bullet in one shoe and one bullet in the other shoe and the clip in one pocket and the gun in your waistband or something, and you could have walked through that metal detector. Well, they frantically went through and scanned a bunch of keys and stuff, and they said, oh, it's working. It's working. But they let me into the Senate with a scout knife. So there's no way that they would be able to stand there for all them video cameras to film this guy stuck in that elevator. That's the story he's given, that he's relenting and calling for an FBI investigation. It's all staged.
Yeah, Flake. Yeah. The Flake called Jeff Flake.
Yeah, it's just a soap opera. And if you tell people that, boy, they get offended. Well, you're saying my rape is nothing but a soap opera. You know, the Me Too crowd just goes crazy. But they don't want to admit that they're being manipulated.
Right. And not only the Me Too crowd apparently believes that an accusation should carry the exact same weight as a conviction. Which is totally wrong.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you guys kind of talked about that with Lori at the beginning, and I didn't get a chance to call in yet. But the other thing I wanted to mention is I'm out here in flyover country, and I have no idea how much of a delay I have when I listen to y'all's radio network. It's sometimes 2 to 3 minutes or longer.
It's usually about a minute 45 from what I've learned.
Right, but after a while it catches up, and I'll hear the player will skip ahead, and I'll miss a whole segment of the show because I'll be more than like 5 minutes behind. Out here in a lot of places, the DSL and the internet connections really suck.
Well, that's the price you pay for calling in. You have to miss part of the show. That happens to me all the time.
That's true.
I can go back and hear myself for
2 or 3 minutes sometimes.
You'll be listening. That's exactly right. That way you can critique yourself and do better next time. And then it just all of a sudden goes live, and you're Yeah. You just like
I've called in on occasion, and you guys would be completely on a different topic from what I'm listening to. But
right.
Anyway, I'll let
you
go.
For me, well, that could happen. For me, that's 20 seconds later. But
Well, guys, have a great weekend.
Thanks.
All right.
You too.
Thank you much, Mike.
Bye-bye.
I appreciate it. Well, Rick, I thought the callers were stacking up, but they weren't. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Back. You're listening to Real Survival here on RBN, and we just got through talking with Mike in Kentucky, so what do you guys want to talk about now?
Well, I'll tell you what I want to do.
Is there
something
anything?
Rick,
hang on just a second.
Go ahead.
Okay, I want to give Lori a chance to say something. We've been hammering everything, and not that we're doing anything wrong, but I wanted to give Lori a chance, see if there's anything she wanted to talk about real quick, and then we'll get back to the list. Is that
That's
okay?
That's a fine idea. Sure. Oh, gosh, yes, you're kidding me.
All right, no, Lori, you guys are doing fine.
You sure?
What? This is your big chance.
Okay.
All right, what about just singing
I can't say, like a
lullaby.
I can't, like a lullaby.
Just something small,
I can't say
small,
that
yeah.
I just saw on Facebook where KSMO did a survey, or I should say a questionnaire, asking about the Kavanaugh thing, between Kavanaugh and Ford. Which one did they believe? And
I saw that.
Did you? And Kavanaugh got 91%.
It was huge.
Yeah.
What was it like?
Yeah.
Huge. It was. What was the percentage? I forgot. It was ridiculous.
I think Ford's was like five.
It was huge. For Kavanaugh.
It was like 91% for Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was right, which I never dreamed. But then again, this is America, so.
Stranger things have happened, right?
Yeah, in 2016, but before that, never.
I can't believe Facebook let that poll stay up.
Okay. Well, it was a poll, and like I said, it was from Rocket News created the poll, and it was 9% for Ford and 91% for Kavanaugh. And
well, that looks like the election map where the entire country is red and just a few cities are blue. Now they're going to fix that real quick.
Well, they said it was 27,578 votes. So,
That's probably a pretty good cross-section then.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And we know who you voted for, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah, and I'm not finished yet. So enough of this party atmosphere. I don't want anybody feeling good. I want to mention, if I can, the value of pain and suffering. Tim, if you can make it out to the kitchen, take Laurie's scissors away from me. I am going to hit this as fast and hard as I can because I know people have got their hand on the hang-up button, and I don't want to see that. You know, a lot of people have problems. They got pain, they got suffering, and maybe they're not really sure why they have to put up with the crap they have to put up with, and maybe they find it somewhat depressing. And it could be
that, Rick. It a lot depressing.
Yeah, it is. It's a struggle. I think we've all had problems. It can go anywhere from financial issues to crazy children, problems with addiction, crappy marriages. I have none of these issues. And then of course you've got the brand new epidemic, which is all these kids killing themselves because they're playing with their telephone, and social media isn't giving them what they want. You know, people are telling them that they're not worthy, that they're ugly, that they're stupid. And so then, you know, you come home and you find your kid hanging in the garage. This is what I want to say about this. You know, everybody gets pain. Everybody's going to suffer pain. But what you're going to do with it, why it happens and what you're going to do with it is your choice. You say, why does God let this happen? Well, God does let it happen. He lets it happen for a very specific reason. But what I want to remind you is, even when Jesus was born, they were trying to murder him. Right then and there, they had to take off and leave the country because they wanted him dead. During his lifetime, he was not understood. He had no support. He was slandered. And yet, ultimately betrayed by his closest friends and sold for 30 pieces of silver. Does anybody find anything like this in their lives? Well, I can tell you I can. And that hurts. You know, when the people close to you betray you, that really stings. You know, but there is no real virtue in suffering. That is to say that if just suffering alone, it tends to crush people. It makes them sour, bitter, sinister, and sad. It just breaks you down, and ultimately you wind up, you know, looking for comfort in the worst places. So, you know, remember this, and I'm going to get off this subject almost immediately. When Jesus the Christ died, there were three people up there. One of them went to heaven with him, and the other one did not. So these choices are completely up to you. You're going to get pain and suffering in your life for reasons, because if you handle it correctly, you can use that pain and offer it for a friend. You can use it, if you've ever heard of the words prayer and supplication, supplication, this is what they're talking about. Your prayers are one thing, but when it's supplemented with your pain, you can do these things. And these things, if handled correctly, will make you kind and compassionate. And that is the end of that one.
All right, buddy. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. 800-313-9443.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
These are uncertain and very unstable times we live in. We are bombarded daily with the realization that our global economy is on the verge of collapse. Terrorists threaten our way of life and very existence. Natural disasters are increasing to levels never before seen by man. Our overall quality of life is threatened. More and more people are being proactive and are researching how they and their families can survive in the event of any disaster, natural or man-made. Gathering valuable life-saving information and keeping it protected is key to survival. Now, you can keep your valuable life-saving information secure and close for quick access with our Digital Survival Library USB drive. This means no scrambling around to find important information as it is all right in front of you at a moment's notice. For further information and to order your Digital Survival Guide for only $59.95, go to our website, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Do so today. You'll be glad you did.
And welcome back to Rural Survival here on RBN. You guys were talking again.
Well, yeah, well, we were talking about being in pain, weren't we? Yeah,
yes, we were, but that's all I...
No.
Men are always in pain, but that's beside the point.
Yeah, keep her scissors. Yeah, keep her scissors. So, Miss Laurie, did Tim show you the picture of the hibiscus I sent this morning?
Not yet, I haven't.
No?
Because, oh, come
no,
on,
he hasn't.
But I will, Laurie. It is beautiful.
Well, no, here's what I'm... Would you want to... Would you want to talk about hardwood cuttings for a few seconds? Because
I want to.
This is an intensely practical thing, and the reason that I want to bring this... hold on 2 seconds.
Okay, you're
I had
that.
Somebody else's dog. Yeah, somebody else's dog spent the night, and keeping me safe. Yeah, nobody
in other words,
gets
you didn't take him home.
I did not. He showed up late, and I put him in the garage and gave him some... beef gravy and whatever. So now he's still keep. Yep, cheese. You're right. You're absolutely
right.
I know. Yeah, somebody's been paying attention. Yeah. So he's keeping. Yeah, mail can't get in. UPS. Nobody gets in this driveway.
We've got the hardwood cutting that I showed you with the roots on it was actually a Rose of Sharon. I have some Rose of Sharons that are the weirdest thing I've ever seen, never seen anything like them. They are periwinkle blue, which is like one of my favorite colors. And no, ladies, I'm heterosexual. Don't get upset. But I love periwinkle. I'm sorry. It's just one of my weaknesses.
That's nothing wrong with that. I do, too.
Oh, it's a great color. It's the color of Mary's cloak. So I got to thinking about it, and I thought, you know, I'd love to have. I've only got three of them. But if I had 10 of these things, now these Rose of Sharon's will get a flower on them good 4 inches across. And you can see these when you're coming up the street. But I thought, what if I had 14 of these? And I thought, what can I do? And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to make my own. And then after that, we have the most amazing hibiscus bush, which is a tropical hibiscus, so this is not the perennial hibiscus. So this has to be taken in. But the color on the flowers, as you saw, is crazy.
I've never seen a hibiscus that was like that.
Neither have I. And so since I've had such wonderful luck rooting these Rose of Sharon branches, I thought to myself, because my children love that hibiscus, I'll just do 10 of those. I'll just do 10 of those, and all my kids can have one. I could have two, and you could have one. But here's how this works. Hardwood cuttings, easy thing to do. I've tried it a number of times, not done well. They'll tell you to put it in a plastic shoebox, punch holes in the bottom, put sand only, sand, wet it, you're going to cut some cuttings off of the newer growth, the thin new growth.
Hang on a second. When you say new growth, do you mean this year's new growth or last year's new growth?
No, this year. You want to pick something fresh and new, something that
is obviously... All right, now I've had the best luck with last year's new growth when doing like pears and quince and stuff like that.
You got them to root?
Yes.
Well, that's amazing. I have not done that well, but the newer growth, the ones that are still pretty flexible, have been rooting well for me, although I know with willows and things, you can diverge from that. But all you do is wherever a leaf branches off, that's called a node, N-O-D-E, simply cut right below that because your roots are going to come out of that. Do not do what a lot of people do, which is grab the leaves and pull them down, because that strips the node off, and you actually ruin the node. Take a little pair of scissors and just clip the leaves off right at the base, but don't tear the bark. And I usually take all of them off except on the top. I will leave a little one, or if it's a big leaf up there, I'll simply take scissors and cut it right in half.
Right.
And leave one half of a leaf up there. And what I did this time was I just dipped them in some rooting hormone and put them in a clear beer glass filled with clean water. I did not use the chlorinated water. I don't think that's a great idea. So any bottled water or any distilled water would probably work. And it has taken, I'm going to guess, 3 weeks to get a little ball of roots on them. But out of the 9, I think, cuttings I have, they all lived, and this is the best I've ever done.
Wow.
So you can, I know. So I've never done that well rooting hardwood. And hibiscus and Rose of Sharon is essentially a bush. It's a hardwood bush. This is not a flower. It's actually got bark on it. So, and now, I'm going to do the same exact thing before the season is over with that hibiscus and get them going. Because these are hybrids, obviously. You know, both of these flowers are very, very weird, obviously man-made. I haven't seen another one available at the store. And even if I did, I think that hibiscus cost me $35.
Holy smokes.
The last thing I want to do is buy 10 hibiscus at $35. So, you know, I'll just do them for free. And, it's going to take a couple years for them to get as That bush, I sent you a picture of is more than 4 feet tall. That is a big, that is a big thing. This morning,
yeah, well,
it
has. The Rose of Sharon makes great hedges.
Oh, they and they flower a very long time for a perennial.
Yes, they do.
It seems like they flower. They just quit flowering. It seemed like they must have flowered from, I'm going to say, June, July, August, and September. So I got about 4 months out of them, which is great.
Well, our Alethea go from late June until, well, actually, they still got new buds on them right now.
Which flower is it?
Alethea.
I'm not familiar.
It looks very much like a Rose of Sharon.
Oh, does it? Okay. All right.
They're sort of a purplish blue, and some of them are red, and I'm going to do cuttings on the red. And Alethea is very easy. What you do when you trim them back, and they are a fast grower, all you do is take a piece of this year's growth, lay it sideways in the ground, about a half inch under the ground, and the next year you get a new plant coming up.
Oh, they claim you can do that with elderberries as well.
I know you can't every bushel. And quince is the same way.
Oh, I've got quince coming up all
to get
the
rid
place.
Of those. Yeah, I've seen people try to get rid of those quinces, and they'll bush hog them down. And the next year, instead of two bushes, they got 300.
Yeah. Well, they're pretty. Why? Yeah, leave them alone, dang it. Yeah, quince is, I like quince. I've got little quince bushes coming up all around my quince bush, and so I'm all for it. This one is pure red, and I really like this one.
Oh, I love the red ones. The flowers are smaller and not as prolific as the whites,
right.
But I love the reds.
Right. Yeah,
they're probably
really
bush hog them down because they got big, long thorns on them, too.
Yep. You don't want to ride into that on your mower because by the time you get your mower stopped, you're going to think that you're Jesus wearing a crown of thorns. You're going to be impaled.
Yes.
So, yeah, it takes a second to stop
the mower. Those are long ones, too.
Yep.
So, you know, this year we didn't have any fruit on ours, believe it or not, Rick. Usually we're loaded with fruit.
Quince, yeah.
And,
quince is a... They use the
well, you know, it
for
makes
a lot of
incredible
things.
Pear preserves. Yep.
Jelly, yeah, right, preserves, right. It does. And so, but you don't want to ride into anything like that with 25 horsepower on you because that's going to punch holes. But that's going to punch holes. 25 horsepower holes, all over you. So if you've got a bush out.
Not pleasant.
Oh, man. Well, you got to find reverse while you're in mortal pain. I think it's good training. I think if you've got a bush or something like that out there that you'd like to gift, you know, you're thinking, you know, what would be a great gift? My children adore this hibiscus and the Rose of Sharon as well, and they would all love to have some of these bushes. And, you know, I can hook them up for nothing. So that is what I'm going to do.
That sounds great. When we were in Louisiana, Rick, I'm getting off subject a little bit. Doesn't have anything to do with rooting. But Lori had found a hibiscus, a very tropical one. And we had it out front with our roses. And I swear, they were a beautiful maroon color, solid maroon. But the blooms were the size of dinner plates.
That's the perennials. The perennial hibiscus, the flowers are gigantic. However, I will say this around here, the voles will eat those roots, and you might have them for 1 year, possibly two, but by then the voles will get those roots just like they will all of your lilies, any of your Asiatic lilies. You will not keep those. They won't eat daffodils, and the deer won't either, but the daylilies, they'll eat the bulbs, you're not going to keep. You're not going to keep a perennial hibiscus in this town. You're not.
I believe you.
It's winter food for the voles. For those of you who don't know what a vole is, it looks like a mouse, except they basically live underground. They got little eyes, little short tail, maybe 3/4 inch long, and my cat is living on them. So they're good food source.
Well, I've got a Catahoula hound that is her favorite little tasty morsel. Problem is she digs holes in the ground going after them.
Well, you will.
Now, that's my dog named Cat.
Which I'm fine with. I had a boy named Sue. So, do you want to do before the show's over? I want to talk about cacao nibs. Were we finished with the cutting thing?
Yeah, I
How
guess
do you feel
so.
About the cutting?
Go ahead, man. We got 15 minutes and a break included. So, yeah, go ahead.
Well, let's do this. I want everybody to hear this. I did an experiment. Now, cacao is actually the fruit of the cocoa bean. So it looks like a small foam football. You have those little footballs that just about fit in
right.
your hand.
Nerf.
And they give them away. Nerf. They give them away. That's what how cocoa is a fruit. But here's the deal. It is a coffee substitute, so you get these things called cacao nibs. You can get them off the internet. And what actually occurs with these cacao nibs is that they look like very roughly ground coffee, but they are described as a superfood, which I guess that they are.
Okay.
If you can believe this, when combined, I worked my way up to the point where it was 50-50 with the coffee. When I made coffee at night, I would use half French roast and half ground cacao nibs. My wife never figured it out, even though it was 50-50. But
where do you get them?
I got it off the internet.
Stores?
About the same. Amazon. But it's about the same price as coffee. You're going to pay, depending on who you buy it from, $7 to $9 a pound, $7 to $10.
All right, is this already roasted, Noel?
I highly suspect what I got must have been, and they will talk to you at length about the difference between what is roasted and what is raw. But I think this may have been roasted, but I haven't been able to find it. But here, get this. Here's what it is with cacao. It's got four times more antioxidants than blueberries and green tea, which is supposed to be like, the big one, four times more antioxidants than dark chocolate. This thing also releases... Yep, it releases, when you drink this, it releases serotonin, which is called the bliss molecule. You know how chocolate is supposed to be for lovers or people with tension problems?
Right.
It releases serotonin into your system, and it is and endorphins as well, making you feel better. But the serotonin helps you to sleep at night because, like in a lot of these sleep aids, a lot of it is serotonin. So people with low serotonin don't sleep well. So here's what I'm saying is, coffee makes you jumpy. This stuff has about the same amount of caffeine as coffee, so you're really not giving up your caffeine. I'm not suggesting you do. But at the same time, you're releasing, it would be horrible. So at the same time, though, you're releasing serotonin. So at night, as long as I drink this stuff, I sleep much better. It's got flavonoids that prevent blood clots. It lowers blood pressure, reduces stroke. 700 different compounds reduces the LDL, which is the bad cholesterol, and raises your HDL. It prevents premature aging. Too late for me. This thing's got MAO fat inhibitors, which in a lot of diet drugs, they will tell you about MAO inhibitors. This tends to help with overeating, your appetite, it's kind of an appetite suppressor. So,
all right, I need to stay away from that. I need to gain weight.
I can't help you with that. It reduces cortisol, which is the stress hormone that makes you chubby and unhappy.
Right.
It strengthens tooth enamel. It improves cognitive function because it increases blood flow. You get a better blood flow, your head works better, you feel better, lowers your risk of Alzheimer's, raises your energy levels, and lowers fatigue. It's rich in potassium, which, of course, is great for your heart. And it is $7 to $9 a pound off Amazon.
I'm going to have to look in that. And folks, just so you know, this is spelled C-A-C-A-O, correct, Rick?
Yes, Kaka with an O. Yeah, Kaka with an O.
Okay. Yeah, and this is absolutely something I'm going to look at. No question about that.
Well, I like dark roast coffee, and when you put this into your coffee, even up to the rate of 50, I've never tried it 100%. I will. I just haven't done it. When you put your nose in the bag, it smells very faintly of dark chocolate and maybe blueberries or dried blueberries or maybe dried apricot. You can smell a very, very faint. Yeah, very faint. What it smells like is a chocolate bar. Have you ever had a chocolate bar that has, like, dried fruit in it? Like, it could be blueberries.
Yeah, like Cadbury's.
Precisely. That's kind of what it smells like when you put your head in the bag.
All right, folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Not any time for callers left. We'll wrap up the show, and we'll see you in three.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines. Reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
And we're back. We're going to try and wrap it up here in the next few minutes. Rick, go ahead.
Yes. Well, go ahead. I am very satisfied with the information we got out today. I hope people listen. I would like to suggest But I really am enjoying this market gardener, this guy named Richard Perkins. What I like about Richard is that he is a real expert in his field, but what I like about him is when he has an idea in his head, when he comes up with some concept, he brings it to fruition. He just doesn't collect information or sit on it. He'll make it happen. He actually makes it real. And so if you're looking for some amazing information on gardening, I highly suggest you look at Richard Perkins. He's the guy that is integrating livestock into his gardening, which would make it a homestead. So I really highly suggest that. Other than that, I'm satisfied.
All right. Thank you, Rick. Well, folks, for me next week, we're going to talk briefly about something that is sort of a taboo subject for canners, and that is canning bread. You heard me right. You bake a loaf of bread in a jar, and you seal it up while it's hot, and apparently it lasts forever. So I'm going to do some experimenting this week, and we're going to talk about that, and I'll let you know how I did next week. So other than that, that's about all I got going on. Lori?
Well, I really don't have anything going on. I just want to remind our listeners, if you missed out on the deal earlier this year with Foresight.com, that's the membership to teach you everything you need to know about your weapons, and they have a great, big, huge place where you can go and stay.
Out in Nevada.
Right, and learn what you need to know. And at the same time, you can help RBN raise some money. It's a great deal. For only $500 donation to RBN, just go to RBN's website, and there's a link there. If you missed it earlier and you wanted it, now's the time to get it before the end of the year. Like the commercial says, it makes a great gift for anyone, and it is something you can pass down to the next generation. The membership... if I remember correctly, they do a background check on the person that is applying for
each
it.
Each year.
So, yeah, each year. And it's the one, you know, it's a one-time fee just to do the background check. So it's a great
now,
gift.
What it is, Lori, they do the background check if you schedule for a class. I mean, if you don't schedule for a class, they don't do the background check.
Okay. But like I said, just want to remind our listeners, if you missed it earlier this year, now is the opportunity to go ahead and get it now and help RBN at the same time. Also want to thank our sponsor, which is Extendivite. If you haven't tried it, I think you should. It's all natural, and it helps maintain your cardiovascular health and lower your cholesterol in adults. And it's, like I said, 100% natural. You can go to heartdrop.com for more information on it. Other than that, I thank our listeners and our callers, and hope you guys have a great weekend, and God bless.
Yep. Same time, same channel next week, folks. Really enjoyed it. Super quick 2 hours. So God bless America, and God rest the souls, Jefferson Davis and Robert E. Lee.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5. You're listening.